His name was Simeon. Luke tells us he was a righteous man and devout. Now keep in mind, there are two types of righteousness. One type is righteousness according to the law. A person is right with God because he or she obeys God's commandments. The other type of righteousness is the righteousness of faith. That is, one is right because God gives that person a promise, leaving the person no choice but to take God at his own word. Said another way, God gives a person faith. There is no one righteous according to the law, we hear in Scripture. So that means Simon was righteous because God had made a promise to him that made him trust God. That means the Holy Spirit had put in Simeon's ear a promise that his favor was coming, thereby leaving Simeon no other option than to say, okay. Who knows how old Simeon was? He was ready to die, apparently. But what is certain is that he was skilled at waiting. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming, Simeon had heard from the prophets about the coming Savior. Day after day, year after year, this man waited for God to make good on his promises. And boy, did God ever deliver. Simeon literally took God into his arms that day in the temple and began to sing. Simeon held God. That fact alone is incredible, but it gets even better. He didn't roll up in some angelic stroller attended by a cherubim and seraphim. In his parents that brought him to the temple, the woman in whose womb God lived for 9 months, carried him to the holy place. Furthermore, Mary and Joseph weren't there sightseeing. The demands of the law required them to be there to be purified from sin. Perhaps you were seeing just how far down God had come to save sinners. Almighty God was born of a woman, born under the law. And this he did because that is where people are to be found. Simeon's song and Jesus Christ is in the temple that day are proof that the stairway to heaven is a myth. If sinners could climb up, then only a coach is needed. But a Savior was in the temple, meaning God came down, all the way down, into the very depths of human existence. And what is human existence? It's a playpen of narcissistic terrors who oppose their Creator with every fiber of their being. That's what. This child will be opposed, Simeon said to Mary. Indeed, human existence, even on the best of days, is an odd mix of joy and sorrow, stalked at every turn by sin, death, and the accusations of the devil. And isn't the salvation Simeon sings about interesting? Simeon was dying, but he was dying in peace, a recipient of God's word of promise. Sin, death, and the devil do not have the last word. God does. And that word is peace and mercy. Still, Simeon says something else in his song that makes all the difference in the world for Gentiles like you and me. The ones who've danced with every hairy-legged Baal that has come along. Simeon tells us plainly that the promised Savior isn't just for Jews. No, the Savior is for the Gentiles too. So you see, Simeon held God, the Savior, that day in the temple, our Savior. And that is why, as a spokesman for Jesus Christ today, along with Simeon, Simeon and Anna, and all God's preachers, I say to you that you are forgiven unconditionally by the Father for the sake of Christ. In bread and wine and water and words, you see and hear and taste your salvation. God has come all the way down for you. Amen.